Boker Tov, taste of Rashi for the morning. When the Torah starts to describe the whole story, the whole episode of the sota, of the woman who commits adultery and secludes herself with someone that she was told not to, Torah opens, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, ish kitiste ishto u'ma'ala v'ma'al. If a man's wife has gone astray, kitiste ishto, and has betrayed him and broken faith with him. So Rashi comments and says, "Ma katuv lemala min ha'inyan, v'ishet kadashav lo yihiyu. Ima ta ma'akev matnot ha'kohen, chayachat shetistarech lavo etzlo la'avih lo et ha'sota." Rashi makes an interesting comment. He says, if you look at the immediately preceding halacha, truth is that right before it, it talks about Gezel Ager, but before, but at the end, of that section, right before we get to the mitzvah of sota, you have the pasuk of ish kadashav lo yihiyu, that a person is obligated to give all of the matnot kehuna, truma, maaser, all of those things that he's supposed to give to the kohen, he's obligated to give it to him, he's not allowed to refrain from giving them. So Rashi says, why is that immediately preceding this? It's to teach you that what happens to a person who doesn't give matnot kehuna, his wife betrays him, and she becomes a sota. That's what Rashi writes over here, that's the lima that we're supposed to make from this. So it's a little bit of a strange lima. Why is that the punishment for not bringing the korbanot, not the korbanot, but the matnot of the kuhuna? So there are those that explain Rashi in one way by saying that ultimately a person who doesn't give matnot kuhuna, it's like he's saying, I don't need the kohen. Now the kohen, I'm not interested in his job. I don't think he's doing such a great job. He doesn't need my money. He doesn't deserve my money. So what happens is that he needs the kohen now because his wife has betrayed him, and the only way for him to fix this relationship or punish his wife is to bring his wife to the kohen, and he has to take care of the minchat sota and go through the whole process with the wife. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that one way or another he ends up giving something to the kohen because he has to give the minchat sota. He has to bring the barley to the kohen. But I did once hear another explanation, I think in the name of the Gra, who said that there's actually a psychological reason why this happens, which is that a man who doesn't give the matnot kuna, his wife sees that he's not giving the money to the kohen, and she wonders, it must be that the reason he's not giving the money to the kohen is because he doesn't have the money. But she looks at their finances and says, there's nothing wrong with our finances. He should have enough money to give. It must be that he's spending money in places that he shouldn't, and he doesn't want me to know about it. And what kind of places? It must be that he is frequenting his own on his own. And she thinks, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If he's going to do that, then I'm going to do the same thing. And she ends up going behind his back, and then eventually that leads to him having to bring his wife as a sota to the kohen. Shavua tov. Shabbat shalom, actually.